Okay, good afternoon. I will call the meeting to order. And our first issue is some approval of the minutes from the March 8th meeting. Those were distributed.
I looked at them. They look okay. I'll move they are adopted. Doug.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Then all in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug. Aye, Doug.
Thank you. And then next we have a modest amount of loans this month. I'm just flipping to the right page here. About a little under $6.5 million. Five loans.
All been approved for public purpose, Brad.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
Doug, so I'll second it.
Any discussion regarding the loans? Then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay.
This is Doug. I have a question.
Okay.
Someone asked me this, and I didn't have a good answer. The question was, why do you, Matt, always vote no?
The answer is the flux capacitor.
I could stay with that answer if that's fine. I guess I could talk about it more in the future, but I understand it's our only option right now, but I'd like to see us do different things, and I'll present my thing about the buildings and other things going forward.
I see. Okay, well, my only answer was that I thought you wanted us to invest in stocks and things to make more money.
I would if the market was crummy. If we were in 07, Doug, I'd say dump a ton of it in there, but we're not at that point.
I just saw the market took a tumble today, apparently.
Now, 200 points on 22,000 or whatever it is not a lot.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I had a lot more hair in 07. If you want to go back, I'm in.
Yep. Okay. A lot of people had money then, and then they lost it, but then they made it back, so.
All right, we don't have any old business or new business on the agenda. Are there any future agenda items anyone wants to take up now? And then we go on to the Executive Secretary's report. Jonathan?
Yeah, Brad, I'll make this simple. I've got nothing to report other than to call your attention to the transaction report for bond activity. No new sales, just a few new purchases.
Yeah, this is Doug. I noticed there were a couple of $10 million purchases at pretty good rates.
Yeah, and Rich could answer that better than I, but these guys, Rich and Tom, me tagging along, are identifying some pretty good opportunities within the market, but they're not there regularly. They pop up. You want to comment on that, Rich?
I'm sure. Yeah, no, we have been fortunate to be able to take advantage of some market movements and some volatility in the markets, and when interest rates popped up a little bit, we took advantage of that to acquire a substantial amount of bonds. In the last few days, you know, in opposition of the movements in the stock market, the bond market interest rates have come down quite a bit. And so we're probably not going to be buying anything today or tomorrow, but one interesting fact is that I know that on the transaction report, the current holdings show an unrealized gain amount of about $9.5 million. I checked today, and it was up to $13.35 million. And so I guess the reason that I wanted to bring that up is to just show how volatile that number is relative to the market interest rates. So when interest rates go down like they did over the last few days, the value of our bond portfolio increases.
What we've been doing, or what the team has been doing, is taking advantage of that volatility of what you call inefficiency in the market. And so far, so good. We're making good acquisitions at reasonable interest rates for our benefit, and avoiding jumping in there when it doesn't look good.
Right.
Meanwhile, the stock market doesn't really look that favorable at all right now for us.
Yeah, we anticipate the bond market interest rates to be within a trading range, and when it reaches the top end of that range, we buy, and when it reaches the low end of that range, we sell. And it seems to have worked out to our benefit.
If anybody hasn't noticed, we've already added about $3 million to the smoothing fund from capital gain sales of some of the bonds earlier in the year.
That brings up a question. This is Doug. What is our red line or our activist point in terms of how much money we give them? If we drop below $30 million, do we activate it, or is it $25 million, or do we not know that?
I think the base, Doug, is 3.25% of our principal, which
how
came
much
out
is that?
$32.1 million, which is what we authorized this year, and we earned all of it and then some. Actually, we had greater earnings than we could have given the schools more money, let me start over again. We made the estimate in January. And we're confident in giving them the base amount in distribution. And then subsequently, from January into February, we earned a little more money. Could have offered that. We did offer that to DPI for distribution. They said they'd rather just held it over till next year.
And that extra money went into the smoothing fund?
Yes.
Okay.
At least the capital gains portion of it.
Our activist number is pretty high, $32 million. That's pretty high.
Yeah, and our smoothing fund, because we're not in anticipating putting a lot in bonds, is right now by investment policy, I believe, set at 50% of that. So the smoothing fund would be full at around $15 or $16 million. The board can decide how much they want to have in that smoothing fund. Initially, the plan called for 100% of a year's distribution, and then, as you recall, the board voted to reduce that on our recommendation. Because it doesn't seem that we're going to be having that much exposure to equities any time soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Great work, gentlemen.
All right. I guess I make a motion to adjourn. Is that
possible?
All right. Then I'll third it, and everyone have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.